Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio celebrating over 10 years on the air. Carl and Linda Bott here today. Phone lines here are 605-4567 here on the 8th of July, 2020, 705 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. It's your health, your choice. So good morning, everybody, and I'm here with the beautiful Linda, and as we call her, the coffee aficionado.
I tried. You know, when you start the morning, Sue usually does the coffee in the morning. She's such Sue is so wonderful. By the way, Sue McClain, yay!
Thank you. We are
so blessed to have you here at KCNR, and you need to start your own commercial, or we're gonna get a guy that says, and now the Sue McClain News Hour.
Okay. Yeah, and we've talked about, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. We have fans that are saying that we need to do that. Anyway, so Sue, to start out with, you know, a little gossip on the side of KCNR, Sue makes a coffee. Well, I came out, don't worry, I'll do it. Well, it's one of those machines that you usually have at work, you know, with the pot, two pot burners, and we get stuff delivered here from Shasta Spring Water. And so, Mount Shasta Spring Water. And anyway, so I put the coffee in, the, you know, filter in, and I put water in, but I put the water in before the filter, and all of a sudden it starts to come out. Well, I guess I'm backwards, because I thought you had to turn the thing on before it started to sprout out water. So Carl's telling me, no, as soon as you just put water in there, it starts to work. I don't recall that. I mean, I'm backwards on that. So anyway,
I realize this is a new system. We've only been using it for how long now, Sue?
I'm not sure.
Let's just say 10 years.
Sue's okay. Being very safe.
Let's just say 10 years. It's the same system.
Well, I was a little backwards. Do you ever do things backwards?
Occasionally.
All right. So that happened. Anyway, let's talk about our weather, and that's okay. I'm busted. Totally busted with that. Like, the paper towels are all over in the break area. Hey, today's going to be hot with a temperature, triple digit day, 100. Our overnight lows, clear, beautiful skies with 66. Tomorrow calls for a triple digit day as well with 100 and overnight lows, clear, beautiful skies at 66. Friday will be hot with 101. Now, folks, we're going into the higher triple digits. Saturday, 102. Sunday, 102. And as we get to Monday, sunny and hot with a high near 102 as well. That's what we're looking for. And clear skies, so hot, and we don't have any wind advisory as of yet. So weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior, and veteran discounts, 365-2794. Wonderful company that has been with us since day one. And we are celebrating 11 years this year, so going in December. Amazing. So with us this morning, we have our clever critics.
Hello.
Well, where are
there
you?
There you go.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Robert?
Yes.
There you go. I want to hear about you come in once a week.
Yes.
And we love that. While you're going to Shasta High. Or in the summer of Shasta High, or I'm not really sure what's happening. You're taking your passion, of course, to introduce you for first-time listener, that you come on right now during your break once a week and talk about films, talk about online films, and this is your expertise, acting, filmmaking, critiquing them with the clevercritics.com, as well as on Donna Greenberg's A News Cafe.
Well, no longer on that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, update me.
She scaled down.
Okay, update me. So right now, you're saying that you're taking a class, an online class on filmmaking.
Right, through UCLA.
Okay.
It was like a filmmaking institute thing that I got into, and it was supposed to be in person, and I would have actually been at UCLA using the film cameras there, but they had to move it online because of COVID-19, so I am in the middle of it right now.
Okay, I'm sure that you're garnering and gathering information. It's just not the same as having the hands-on.
Right. But they did send us equipment, and we are recording things using our phones and a light that they sent us. So it is a bit hands-on, but it's a lot of Zoom classes.
Kind of like American Idol when they sent the whole package, and then they had the little light bar and all that.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if Carl talked about this yesterday, but I wanted to talk with you because I know you talked about Hamilton and Disney. Well, Carl signed up for it, and so we're going to get Disney and Hulu, and I figured by the time we're not spending the money at the movie theaters right now, so let's just get his, you know, and we're doing a lot of viewing. So we watched Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been, you know, we went to San Francisco, and the day that we bought tickets to go see it is the day that they closed the theater. Well, I think you know that story,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you told me last week.
I'm telling you again because I can't remember. You know how it goes. So.
Yeah.
Got you. Oh, wait, this is getting old. You know, I can't remember. I tell you that last week. It feels like 3 months ago.
Well, for us, Carl and I had talked about Hamilton yesterday, and so it's still very fresh for you because didn't you just see it again?
I watched it for the first time night before last.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is all, it is new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Sue's really good about you. let's get your take on the Disney Hamilton.
Yeah, so I am a huge fan of Hamilton. I saw it twice in San Francisco, once in 2017 and once in 2019, and both were amazing experiences, and I would totally go again. It's super immersive, and seeing it on the stage is totally different than listening to it. I think that this Disney Plus recording definitely helped kind of capture the environment and the mood of what it's like to be in the theater. I think it did that pretty well. And it was all about the way that the camera was moving and the energy behind it. My one complaint with the cinematography was there were a lot of close-ups on the actors' faces, but because they were acting to the fourth wall, their faces looked kind of like they were overreacting, being that close. But whenever they would pull back and it was a wide shot or a medium shot, I thought that those looked really good, and it definitely captured the feeling of being there. I also think my other complaint was that there were two F-words in the shows that they took out for the sake of it being PG-13, which is understandable to a certain degree, but the way that they took them out was really distracting. And it definitely took me out both times that it happened. But outside of that, everything else is still there. It's still really entertaining. It captures the onstage energy really well. And seeing it, especially with the original Broadway cast, it's almost like it's an entirely different show.
Well, I thought it was brilliant. And so I need to see it a second time. And I do like to watch things with subtitles. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really do. I do that on a lot of British films, but just the patter is so fast and the staccato patter in the songs that I feel like it took Carl and I, it's an energy. It's almost like when you have, and you're a foreign language and or you're hearing somebody with an extreme accent, it takes you a while before your ear gets tuned in. And this is what the beauty of traveling around the world is. You're traveling in different states. So that's what theater does for you. So we haven't actually been around, you know, it's not our thing, hip-hop or rap.
Right.
But there was a mixture of so many different, you know, musical styles or feelings or tones or accents that it took me, for having a lazy ear, if you will, about 10 to 15 minutes into the production before I actually started to be able to swim, you know, swim in harmony with the performance.
That's understandable. Before I saw it my first time, I listened to the Broadway cast recording multiple times because I wanted to get a sense of what was going on before I went in, because if you don't have that, it's going to be really hard to tell what's going on because the words are flying at you a million miles per minute. I kept subtitles on for the first time that I watched it on Disney Plus, and even though I had listened to the Broadway cast recording probably upwards of 50 times,
oh my God,
I was still discovering new words that I had not noticed before.
Right. And that staccato, we watched afterwards on YouTube, the 22 things you didn't know about the production. Hmm. And that was very interesting because we were so taken with the performance of Hamilton that we wanted to find out what the cast is doing now, kind of dig deeper into what happened during the production, and it talked about the set designers and the choreography and what had happened with different paces in the show with and different the different rap. Like one, the guy was Jefferson, was doing kind of an 80s rap. And these things are really educational for us as well. So Carl was going along the whole time of the show, and I kept saying, are you watching? But he was looking on his iPhone and looking up the history, and he said it was very accurate to a lot of the history line of what happened.
Oh, really? I've heard the opposite. I've heard that the show is actually pretty inaccurate historically. Yeah. But I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, then we'll have to have another expert on to talk about that. All right. So we've seen that. And at 7:15, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We're here with our film critic. We've talked about Hamilton this morning, but we're going to go into the next 15 minutes about maybe some of the new releases that are happening this weekend, so on and so forth. So we'll be right back here on KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Good morning. This is Linda Bott. Carl is on his way in, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, I'm Congressman Doug LaMalfa. The coronavirus pandemic has caused our nation's blood supply to drop dangerously low. You can help end this shortage by giving blood. Giving blood is a safe, life-saving activity that's easy and painless. Trust me, I'm a 7-gallon donor myself. Visit lamalfa.house.gov/giveblood to find the blood donation center nearest you. Your donation could save a life. Paid for by official funds authorized by the United States House of Representatives.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Pacific Justice Institute is pleased to announce the opening of its first office on the East Coast. You see, the office is in the New York City suburb of White Plains and will also serve New Jersey. Folks, the number of religious liberty requests for help from New York and New Jersey have greatly increased.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and the Bot here, 605-4567. And this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction, one of the largest privately owned Firearms instruction companies in California started right here in the city of Reading by retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy. We've got classes all the weekends in July and August. If you want to get your CCW because you've always wanted one, and there are 11,000 other people in Shasta County that have them, this is the place to go to. You can give them a call at 530-999-1822 or check out usgunpro.com. Northern Firearms Instruction.
Our film critic is here this morning, Robert from the Clever
Critics.
Okay, and we'd love to hear about your recommendation or what is coming out that you've heard about that's new to watch this weekend.
Right. So this weekend there are three new movies coming out on three different streaming services. You have a Netflix movie coming out that stars Charlize Theron. And it is called The Old Guard. It is an action movie, and it follows a group of tight-knit mercenaries with a mysterious inability to die that have fought for the morality of the world for centuries.
What's the name of this?
The Old Guard.
I know. And, well, we love her in, was it Blonde?
Atomic Blonde.
Atomic Blonde. We can watch it over and over. She was so good in that.
Yeah. And in this one, she is a new member to this group. And what happens is that there are people who discover the powers of the new group and are looking to replicate and monetize it. So she has to try to save them, basically.
Okay.
Now, is this coming out where, in the theaters?
It's coming out on Netflix.
No, it's streaming. He's talking about
okay.
the three movies.
I missed that part.
Okay, well, that's why.
Well, you know what, Charlotte, you know what? Here's what gets me. All of these, you know, people that are in Hollywood, no violence, no guns. They're all made huge comebacks in things like Taken by Liam Neeson. You know, his career was kind of like, and he made the series of course, Canal Reeves, who is not a hypocrite. You know, he thinks guns are fine. Theron, I mean, that Atomic Blonde, it was a very interesting movie, too. It had a lot of plot twist.
Yeah.
I'll go back to my.
They have a sequel planned for Atomic Blonde as well come out. I think sometime next year.
Well, it's
going
to take her body to get it take a while for it to heal after these movies, action movies.
Yeah.
Because in Atomic Blonde, that was. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing this. It's called The Old Guard. All right, what else? What do you have up your sleeve there?
On Apple TV Plus, coming out this weekend, is a new film called Greyhound. Which stars and was written by Tom Hanks and is directed by Aaron Schreider. And it follows the story of a first-time captain who leads a convoy of Allied ships carrying thousands of soldiers across the treacherous waters of the Black Pit to the front lines of World War II. And unfortunately, early reviews aren't looking too good for it.
Ooh.
Tom Hanks has written other movies before. I think he wrote a movie called Larry Crow. And there's another one I'm forgetting the name of now.
I thoroughly enjoyed, Larry Crow.
That Thing You Do is another one that he wrote.
Okay, that was
now,
good. We like that.
I really enjoyed that one. That was the story of, like, the one-hit wonders, you know, like a song.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a light movie, but it was an interesting movie, good actors in it.
Yeah, so... This is his third time writing a film, and unfortunately, people aren't saying it's as good as the other ones were. It's only 90 minutes, which is odd for a war movie, because usually these big epic war movies, you'll see run times of 2 hours to 2.5 hours. And this was originally supposed to come out in theaters in June, but as a result of COVID-19, it dropped directly on Apple TV+. So you'll be able to find that this weekend. And then a new movie coming out to Hulu, which stars Andy Samberg and J.K. Simmons, is called Palm Springs. And the story, the plot line reads, when carefree Niles and reluctant maid of honor Sarah have a chance to encounter at a Palm Springs wedding, things get complicated as they are unable to escape the venue, themselves, and each other. And this one is actually getting really good reviews.
Is it a series or a movie?
It's a movie, and it's dropping on Hulu, and it is kind of a romantic comedy with apparently some sci-fi elements.
I saw the preview, and it looked interesting.
Yeah.
Coming out in the middle of, I don't know what it was. It wasn't like I looked to find a trailer. It just started popping up in another program that I saw. So, all right. So we have three things to be looking for this weekend. We have The Old Guard, which is on Netflix, and
Greyhound.
On Apple Plus.
Yes.
And then Hulu.
Palm Springs. Yeah.
Do you think that this is going to be the wave of, because you're out there, you know, conferring with a lot of the other critics and movies in general across the nation and internationally. Do you think that we're going to be watching streaming movies here for some time?
I think, well, so right now the first movie to come out in theaters is supposed to be Unhinged, which is a Russell Crowe action movie. That was originally supposed to come out on July 1st, and then it was supposed to come out this Friday on July 10th, and they pushed it back one more time to July 24th. So if we can see Unhinged come out and do successfully at the box office, then I think we will see movies starting to come out in theaters again. However, if that does not do successfully, I think that Tenet and Mulan will get pushed back even further, and we will see more movies going to streaming services. I think what we might see is more movies doing the $20 to rent option, because there's a lot more money there than just giving it off to a streaming service, because it's all about whatever contract you make with the streaming service, and maybe they won't be paying you enough money for you to, you know, consider it. And you saw a movie like The Lovebirds go to Netflix, and you saw a movie like Greyhound go to Apple TV Plus, but I'm sure Netflix and Apple TV paid a good bit of money to get those movies on their site.
Well, I was curious with Hamilton, what kind of deal Disney struck with Manuel to get the, you know, Hamilton rights.
Right. So what happened is back in 2016, as it was starting to become very successful, Disney approached Lin-Manuel and they came out with a deal of $75 million for that recording of Hamilton. I'm sure Lin could have gotten even more, but they settled on $75 million. And they were originally going to put it in theaters. I don't know if you knew that. It was supposed to be released in theaters like a movie on October of 2021. So they pushed it up 15 months early to drop it on Disney Plus. And it worked out successfully because the download rates in the U.S. Increased by 72.4%. And globally, the downloads increased by 46.6%. So it definitely brought in a lot of viewers. And Disney Plus also got rid of their free trial option. So that if anybody wanted to watch Disney Plus, they had to pay the I think $7 or $8.
No, $6.99.
Oh, I thought it was $12.
Oh, no, $6.99 plus you can
per month,
but you can cancel it anytime,
right?
If you can figure out how to do that.
Well, my girlfriend asked me. She said, "Are you going to watch Hamilton?" And they cancel it, and I said, "No, because there's a lot of it. We get Hulu with that. Hulu came along with the package,
right? That there's a package deal for Hulu, ESPN Plus, and Disney Plus.
Yeah.
That's $13.
So isn't that what we got? Because all of a sudden we have Hulu.
Well, you know what? When you're trying to get this on my phone, you know, my iPhone, who knows what I bought?
I like it anyway. So Hulu is where we saw the it's kind of come out again. It's been a couple seasons.
I don't think we get Hulu.
We one time did because somebody stayed at our house and they hooked up their Hulu account. Anyway, there was a show on Hulu that we watched. So I'm all about getting the streaming services because if we're not being able to go to the movies, you know, it's $20, $25 every time you go to the movies. So why not just get it on the streaming services? And I know you want to support them on some level, but I love what you talked about with Hamilton. We have a couple minutes left. Closing thoughts for the week.
So I think I'll give out a recommendation, if that is good. There is a movie that dropped on Netflix, I think probably a month ago, called Lady Bird, that I want to recommend that people go out and see. It's about 90 minutes long. I think it's very suitable for teenagers because it's about a girl in her senior year as she is coming of age. And it stars Charlize Theron, and it's directed by Greta Gerwig. And it was multiple Academy Award nominations. I think it might have won something. I don't really remember. But regardless, it's a really, really great movie that's on Netflix. And I watched it recently as a result of it being on Netflix. And I think it's a great one to watch. It'll make 90 minutes fly by really quickly.
Yeah, we enjoyed that very much. So, and I think the writer, it was all Academy Award nominations.
Right. Greta Gerwig was nominated for this, and she also got nominated for Little Women, which mm-hmm. was her other movie that came out last year.
Which was wonderful. So.
Yeah, which was also really good.
Well, Robert, thank you so much, and we look forward to having you back next week. And thank you for all your recommendations. And also, someone can find your reviews on
TheCleverCritics.com okay. or searching The Clever Critics on YouTube.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're always glad to have you here. Now,
thank you.
And next Monday, you and your father will be hosting the show.
Yeah.
We'll have the Shasta College will be with us, but you will have your own little surprises also.
Awesome.
Great. This portion,
Robert and Michael Burke will be here Monday.
This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know, you're at the age where you want to travel, but you know, when you're traveling, you don't know what's happening to your house and the grass grows, or you're living in your house and the grass grows and the plumbing and all these things. And it's time to maybe go to a place that is a happy, 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 environment, where you have, kind of like built in friends already that you don't have to worry about things like the plumbing or toilet paper or any of those things. And we're talking about River Commons Senior Living. River Commons Senior Living is the premier retirement community in Northern California. They not only the gourmet chef and transportation, if you want it, they have all types of different activities. This isn't for assisted living. This is for active seniors. Give Brian a call at 238-5981 and set up a personalized tour today. And remember, River Commons is pet friendly. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room. It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
It's a great workout song. Whatever kill you doesn't make you a fighter. 7:35 in the morning. How are you on this Wednesday, the 8th? I'm going to give you a little bit of COVID update as we're looking online here and finding out.
After the live read that says this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop has been in the business, gosh, well over 20 years there. Well over, probably closer to 25. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. They work on appointments and have for over a year. You make an appointment by calling 244-9478. It's man's last stronghold. After the COVID, I want to give you a minute here to find some sad music. Okay.
Shasta County reported a fifth patient died from the coronavirus Monday. Only a handful of new cases have been reported so far this week. The fifth COVID-19 victim was a woman in her 70s. According to the Shasta County Health and Human Service Agency, county officials declined to give more details about her, and it wasn't immediately clear when she contracted the virus. Compared to last week, the number of recently confirmed cases has remained relatively low. However, the numbers are increasing. On Tuesday, six new cases were confirmed, following three new cases on Monday and one new diagnosis on Sunday. Last week, county health officials had seen 17 cases by Tuesday and watched the total number of COVID for the week spike by 48. Shasta County is not one of the 23 counties on the state's watch list due to coronavirus growth concerns. Counties that land on the list for three consecutive days must close indoor services at their restaurants, bars, wineries, movie theaters, family entertainment centers, zoos, museums, and card rooms. Glenn County remains on the watch list.
Okay. Do you have the sad music?
Do I have the sad? Oh, you were serious about that. I'm so
okay,
sorry.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I'm not going to give you time now, but
okay.
There is some sadness in America today.
I'm sorry.
Dunkin' Donuts will be permanently closed in 450 of its store locations inside of the Speedway gas stations. It was first reported. They will be better positioned to serve many of those trade areas with future Dunkin' restaurants that reflect the full expression of our next generation restaurant design. So, even though it was sad to begin with, there is a ray of hope that there will still be even more Dunkin' Donuts. You know, there was a moment of shock probably in the police station.
I'm pretty sure now. Do we have a Krispy Kreme in Reading, or is that just a Southern thing? Where come with the red when the light is on.
We have a Heavenly Donuts around the corner here. Unfortunately, it's too close. People coming in to be guests on the show will bring donuts in here.
That's right, and I know that you indulge in that.
No, I never I never have one. You know what? My favorite are glazed. They make all these fancy donuts. My favorite, though, is just the old original round glazed donut.
All right.
Yeah, when you put sprinkles on them and you put, all these other things on them, I guess I'm just stuck in the old core when it comes to glazed donuts. Hey, Dr. Michael Drake has been named the new president of the University of California, replacing Janet Neapolitano. 280,000 students, and he's got his job cut out for him. The school is closed. Are they opening? They may open. They may close. They're not sure. There's unrest on campus and COVID. And Dr. Drake has stepped into this. Neapolitano said that she was going to retire in August, and she made that announcement several months ago. And Dr. Drake will also be the first black leader of the University of California school system there. It looks, though, like he's on the same sheet of paper as Janet is. So, climate change and social injustice and all these. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, he's not taking over a well-oiled machine, you might say, when he steps into this. I would like him to say that there will be no, all points of view will be welcome on campus And if you're a conservative or you don't agree with the students, that you should have a spot there to be able to say things and be safe from it. That you shouldn't, you know, if you want to have your a Black Lives Matter table out there, you should be able to have a table that's, college students for Trump without being harassed or being afraid that something's going to happen to you. You should be able to have a table out there that says climate control is a sham or climate change is a sham. Convince me I'm wrong. something like that. So that, college should be a free interchange of ideas, even those you don't like to hear. I remember hearing things back when I was in college that I thought, now that's absolutely ludicrous. But you know what? You wanted to hear these things so you could, it makes you think. It makes you open your horizons. And when you just have everybody going in one little set direction of groupthink, how in the hell can you learn? How can you hear the other side so you can, look at it and say, well, I hear what you're saying, but, when I research it, I see that you're wrong. Instead of just everybody hopping on the same horse. I'll get off my soapbox.
All right. So today in good news on this day, the Liberty Bell was rung to summon citizens of Philadelphia, this is on this day, Pennsylvania, to hear the new Declaration of Independence written by Continental Congress in 1776. Interesting. The Wall Street Journal was first sold on 4 pages, costing 2 cents, printed by Mr. Dow and Mr. Jones and Charles Bergstresser. That was 1889. Lawrence Ziegfeld stages first Follies on the roof of a New York theater in 1907. Also on this day in history, the United States Air Force accepted its first female recruits into a program called WAF, W-A-F, Women of the Air Force, in 1948. The first gold record album was presented by the Recording Industry Association of America to the soundtrack LP Oklahoma after the LP reached $1 million in sales in 1958. Also in this day in history, U.S. troops began withdrawing from Vietnam as 800 men from the 9th Infantry Division were sent home in 1969. See, were you a Harry Potter fan?
No. The first one.
Okay, so after the fourth. That,
by the time you get into that.
Reading the books?
Well, no.
The series?
No, I don't do that. I think that it's a huge success story, though. I love the story of it, how C.K. Rollins was running on a minimum wage, trying to take care of her kids, would go into this tea shop every day.
Great story.
And write stories. Why would she be in there sipping her tea? She'd be writing this book. And now, I mean, it is absolutely huge.
The fourth installment of J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series, Goblet of Fire, was released, breaking all publishing records with an initial print run of 5.3 million copies in 2000. I think that's pretty amazing. And also,
she's under attack right now.
Why?
Because of her stance on transgenderism. She thinks that parents that are making this surgical switch at a very young age on their children is child abuse. And, of course, that has, people are launched at her over that because she doesn't have the right to say what she believes in because it doesn't go along with group speak right now. So we will attack her and we'll threaten her life. And we'll say boycott her, ruin her, make her destitute because we group thinkers don't agree with her. It's again, ludicrous.
And finally, somebody that we really like as an actor and an activist, Kevin Bacon, turned 62 today. The Philadelphia-born Bacon became the focus of a viral game, 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. You've heard this, right? Okay. That connected him to any actor's work in Hollywood, living or dead, within 6 steps. In 2007, he parlayed the game's popularity into a charity, 6degrees.org, born out of a desire to create a lasting positive impact and enables people to become celebrities for their own causes and has raised more than $5 million for grassroots charities for all kinds.
Also, he did. He's done a number of movies, of course. I mean, all types of movies, from Animal House to you know, the series City on the Hill, Footloose, where he was dancing. But the one that's such a touchy movie is Taking Chance Home, where he plays, and it's based on a true story. He's a Marine Lieutenant Colonel who takes the body of a Marine named Chance that had been killed in Iraq by in an IED explosion, and takes him home to his town, to his family. And it is such a touching movie. I mean, if you're in the military and you have not seen this, or, you know, if you're a veteran, or even if you're not, even if, in fact, if you're not a veteran, if you've never served in the military, you need to see this to show it displays so clearly what happens when a man or woman falls in combat.
And how
they are taken care of, and how they are cared for, and how they are loved.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful
thing. But it also, for Kevin Bacon in the starring role, it really showed what happened for his inner growth, or his, when one reflects upon what they've done with their life as he's taking this kid going to the family's house, going to his family's house and saying, you know, here we, you know, your son, all the things you've had to experience this, Carl. We have to go to the house of people who have fallen and tell their families.
To make casualty calls. Yeah, I've done that. I've done that several times. And the casualty call is just, I mean, that is a very sobering experience. You knock on the door, and when they open the door, and you're standing there in your dress blues, and their son's in the Marine, or their daughter's in the Marine Corps, this isn't good. If he's just been injured, you know, we quickly get that out. You know, your son's been injured, but he's, you know, he's alive. As opposed to, I regret to inform you that your son was killed yesterday. In an auto accident, in a training accident, something like that. Yeah. Anyway, hey, let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the premier jewelry store in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and one of Linda's favorite places. Is that right?
That's right. Great Estate Jewelry. Plus, like I said, as we've gone through and we still are going through cleaning out and going through our belongings. No, you look at me like what?
No, I'm fine.
We're going through our belongings and going through like, what do I want to keep this or whatever? Or maybe you're going through an inheritance of some sort and you're looking through things and you want to have things valued or fixed or recreated. Check it out in Four Winds Jewelry. They're located on Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back. This is Carla Linda Bott on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio.
When the wolf growls at the door, hey, I'm solid. Hey, I'm steady. Hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost. I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you. But if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor. Cause freedom don't come free. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision.
Thankfully, it appears that Coach Master Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk
Lead
radio.
In.
Hey, Charlie Daniels dead at 83 a couple of days ago. You know, that's... There's been what's like three or four people. I know the newscaster. You said the
Hugh Downs.
Hugh Downs passed away. The Broadway star, the young Broadway star, died from coronavirus. The composer of all those songs from the Sergio Leone movies also passed away. The Italian. Italian.
I wish
culture.
I
And it just seems like so many people have just passed away. You know, I mean, people you know. But you know, when they get up to certain ages, you kind of expect that. When they go, they're like 99 or something like this. You know, you kind of expect that. But when you're in your 30s, you don't expect that. The other things.
And Nick Cordero, was sad. Broadway star. And he was with coronavirus. He was 41. He was, a Broadway, a Tony winner. He was in Rock of Ages. He passed away July 5th at Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles. He'd been hospitalized there for 90 days. So, folks, this is it's the real deal.
Well, you know, right now the CDC, if you want to say, this is the latest headline, the CDC might stop calling COVID-19. An epidemic. Why? They explained last Friday that the COVID-19 mortality rate has dropped so low that the percentage is currently at the epidemic threshold. Based on death certificate data, the percentage of deaths attributed to pneumonia, influenza, or COVID-19
decreased from 9% during week 25 to 5.9% during week 26, representing the 10th week of a declining percentage of deaths due to this. If it keeps going down, yes, more cases because there's more people being tested, death rate dropping. They could drop this from pandemic to an epidemic and take it from there. Patrick Mahomes, who signed, you know, the quarterback from Kansas City. Mm. And there's so many people upset about the fact that he signed a $500 million contract for 10 years. You know, frankly, I think they're extremely overpaid, as I do believe that Hollywood and a variety of other people, CEOs at failing companies shouldn't be making the money they make. But there's always strings attached to contracts like that. What do you think the biggest string is for Mahomes? He cannot participate in other sports. He can't play basketball. He can't play baseball. He can't jet ski. He can't ski. There's a whole list of things he cannot do now that could injure him.
Well, this is something that when you sign a contract in the early days, when you're doing a film, or if you're a dancer and you're under contract to somebody, you have those laws as well, rules. You don't go skiing. You know, if you're dancing in a production and you're being contracted as a dancer, I am sure that happens when you are a Rockette or when you're on Broadway. There are not disclaimers, but clauses that tell you what you can and cannot do. And most of it is what you can't do. Endorse another product without permission, etc. Unless your agent works out a deal that you're open to do, what, three different product endorsements. But with him, no, absolutely. They're paying for his physicality, and he could go water skiing with some buddies, and boom, there you go, $500 million contract. Don't you think that's fair?
I do. I do think it's fair. But, you know, when you think about it, that the only thing they want him to do is stay healthy to play football. And you can understand that because he's got $473 million in guaranteed things. And he's out there playing a pickup game of basketball with his buddies and he blows out his ACL. No. You don't want that. Or he's riding, I bet, here's something else. He's not going to be riding Segways. He's not going to be riding electric scooters. He's not going to be doing things. At the end of this 10 years, he's going to be 35 years old. And I would imagine, you know, he seems like a bright young man, that his money's been invested, and Patrick Mahomes can then run for president, except he's not old enough. He's got to wait 5 more years. then he can run for president when he's 40. And he'll probably win. You know, he's got a picture of him out there. Okay. Last thing. A couple was arrested in this town for painting over a Black Lives Matter, you know, the initials BLM, was put on the streets of the city. And they went out and painted over the B and L. And they were charged with, you know, just, you know, defacing public property mural, that this mural that was out there, even though it was on the street. It's called a mural. But then they got him for a hate crime. Because they did that. Because obviously if you do something like that, like right outside our studios, not outside our studios, but just in the next parking lot over, somebody has put a large BLM poster on the electric unit there. And it's a poster and it's stuck on there, but it's been put there. And I guess it means if I went out there and painted it over, I'd be okay, because the city didn't put it out there. So the city got him. I can understand defacing property, that, you know, the city put it in there. But a hate crime, unless what they said when they were arresting them was just really stupid. But I, you know, when you put a hate crime on somebody, that's automatic like jail time, I think. Or it can be.
What about the people who came and spray painted over the veterans' sign out in front of the veterans? Should they have been arrested and considered that a hate crime?
I think they should be,
because they tagged it.
Yeah, well, if they sprayed it on it and they defaced a county building, they should be arrested anyway for that. A hate crime, nah. But they should be arrested for defacing public property because then we have to pay to clean it. You know, and a great thing for that is to arrest them and then sentence them to 50 hours of community service. And all they do is cover up graffiti. That would be a great idea. Okay, hey, when we get back right after the news, we're going to have Todd Jones here from the Economic Development Corporation, kind of sitting in for the Chamber of Commerce.
All right.
Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A Supreme Court win for the Trump administration is also a victory for religious freedom. Correspondent Michael Harrington on today's High Court ruling.
The justices have voted 7-2 in favor of an action by President Trump that allows even more employers with religious objections to the contraceptive mandate in Obamacare to opt out. The decision means that the employers who do not want to provide contraceptives for their workers through the company health insurance plan, because it violates the dictates of their faith, do not have to do so.
And in a separate 7-2 decision, the High Court says certain employees of religious schools, hospitals, and social service agencies cannot sue for employment discrimination, the court siding with two Catholic schools in that ruling. Amid a flood of stories about the spread of COVID-19, President Trump tweets, death rate from coronavirus is down tenfold. And Mr. Trump urges a return to school later in the year.
As he pushes to reopen the country from the grip of the coronavirus pandemic, the president says it's time for schools to reopen.
Everybody wants it. The moms want it. The dads want it. The kids want it. It's time to do it.
Mr. Trump says he will pressure governors to reopen schools even as they grapple with how to safely transport children and provide classroom teaching. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Mayor Bill de Blasio says New York City schools will reopen in the fall with a hybrid approach, one that blends in-person and remote learning. Two members of the so-called squad of freshman Democrat lawmakers in the House unveiling a plan to defund police departments, although it's a proposal at this point. No bill has been introduced as of this time. Wall Street stocks higher. The Dow is up about 107 points. The S&P 500 index ahead 16. And the NASDAQ Composite Index is up 107 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Why do you think some of the top investors in the world are buying gold? Recently, a handful of billionaires have been accumulating gold over other forms of investments. When the world's financial moguls like Sam Zell begin choosing metals, perhaps it's time you listen and follow suit with your own personal investments. Gold is formally recognized as a hedge against currency depreciation and inflation. Take David Einhorn as one example. Einhorn founded Greenlight Capital in 1996 and surged that fund from $900,000 to as high as $11 billion. Einhorn believes that the central bank's recent stimulus efforts will have an effect on pushing up the value of gold. He keeps 10% of his firm's value stored in gold bullion. If you're interested in knowing more about gold, platinum, and palladium, call Noble Gold for a no-pressure consultation. They have the most experienced representatives and an exclusive pipeline to metal sources. Visit them at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Now that Communist China's national security law has taken effect, it's a whole new ballgame in Hong Kong, with freedom of speech severely curtailed.
Pupils are now not allowed to boycott classes, chant slogans, or form human chains. Officials have specifically banned them from singing the pro-democracy protest song Glory to Hong Kong. They can't even show disrespect at school events. Thousands of youngsters took part in anti-Beijing demonstrations in the territory last year. Anger in China. 1,600 pupils were arrested. These new rules will stop them continuing to express their views, at least in school. China's new national security law in Hong Kong is already restricting what would previously have been considered free speech.
That's the BBC's Michael Bristow, the Chinese ambassador to Britain, accusing Prime Minister Johnson of meddling in China's affairs by offering citizenship to 3 million people from Hong Kong. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. As Major League Baseball tries to salvage the 2020 season, behavior away from the ballpark will help to determine the outcome.
Just like on the field, success will depend on how many players are safe at home. There's worry regarding what happens when players are away from work and beyond whatever bubble can be created at the ballpark. Players broadly acknowledge they must police themselves and each other. Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw says if players want the sport to make it through the season, they can't act thoughtlessly. Jeremy House reporting.
You might say it's a sign of the times. Storied New York clothier Brooks Brothers filing for bankruptcy. The coronavirus pandemic pushing that 200-year-old company into seeking Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Again, on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 50 points, the NASDAQ trading 81 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 8th of July, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community, and courage. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Good morning, everybody. Let me give you an update with the weather. It's going to be 100 degrees today, triple digits throughout the week, clear skies tonight with an overnight lows of 66. Tomorrow calls for 100, hot day, and Friday 101, Saturday 102, and Sunday 102. I know you're going to be teaching NRA classes this weekend, Carl, so you're going to be out there in hot weather. Everybody stay hydrated. Clear skies, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
You know, in the chat room right now, a lot of them are talking about having Robert, sponsoring Robert, so he can have his own half-hour show here on KCNR. Hey, I'm all open to that. And if you give me a call after the show, I can tell, you know, we'll make a deal for you because we like having Robert.
Well, what happens is that, you know, he comes on, and of course we have to, by the time we do, just like Todd's here, by the time we do, you know, the weather and are brought to you by sponsors and make a few comments, really he gets about,
well, it used to be for 15. We
10
had him
minutes
on, we
of
had
talking
him, we
time.
We had him for 15 minutes. And then, but, you know, if we can, we'll stretch him out to a half an hour.
Yeah.
With you.
I was probably babbling this morning. Is that what somebody said? That,
no,
that was
that's
talking
not
too
what
much?
They said. You know, so what?
I know. I can't, you know.
Buy the station. Buy the station, and we'll do exactly what you say.
Want to shut me up? Can't even do anything. I got to be shut
it's
up.
It's your station, honey. If you want to, you can sit here and not say anything. We'll just sit here for silence for 5 minutes. Just let me know how
Todd,
that works.
Todd, good morning and
good
welcome
morning.
To the show.
We're here with Todd
hey,
Jones, who is the brand new president
Yay.
Of the Economic Development Corporation. And this hour is being brought to us by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's usually our Chamber of Commerce is in here. One of the ways that Shasta Regional Medical Center is reaching out in the community is sponsoring shows like these. So we can hear what's going on in the business community, and we so much appreciate that. And Todd, congratulations as of last Thursday, officially.
Yes, thank you.
Great.
Yeah, now it's only a couple weeks ago I was on, but now it's official. Last week I was almost president. Now I am, so I can.
And we'll see what happens next week.
That's right.
Hey, Todd. You know, some people may not know you as well as we do because I've known you for a while now.
Yeah.
But introduce yourself to everybody.
Yeah. So for those that don't know me, I'm from Weaverville. So just I consider myself a local guy, but I know Weaverville is an hour west. It's 45 minutes west now from all the construction work over the years. So from Weaverville, family's from this area, and I've been in Reading properly for about 10 years. I actually came here to work for Congressman Wally Herker. That's what brought me
back
to the North State.
That's where I met you the first time.
I was stationed at Fort Belvoir in the Marine Corps after high school. And I lived in Washington, D.C., and kind of got a love for politics when I was out there. And my goal originally was to go back there and work in Capitol Hill. And I got a job with Congressman Herker. He needed someone in the local area, and it was a great opportunity. He had 10 counties at the time, the district. It's different than Congressman LaMalfa has now. It shifted to the east with redistricting in 2010. But it was a great job and great way to get around these counties and get to know everybody. So did a few different things over the last few years, and I've been with the EDC for just about 4 years now, and I love it. It's just a great place for me to be able to give back to the community. and, you know, try to help move the community forward. And working with Jake at the Chamber and all the community organizations, it's just a huge win, and I'm really grateful to be here.
Well, you do a great job in Semper Fi.
Thank you.
Of course. And that's where we met you 10 years ago when we opened the station.
Yeah.
And we, it was a guest on the show on a regular basis, and you helped set that up.
Yeah.
What's he doing now?
He is retired. He retired after he was in office. He was in Congress for 26 years, and prior to that he was in Congress 26 years. He was in the Assembly for, I believe, 6 years. So he was in office for 32 years, and mm-hmm. he has 9 kids. And now I think he's probably up to like 17 or 18 grandkids. So he's retired in the Sacramento area, and a lot of his kids live down there. And he's, I think, enjoying his family.
Living the life.
Yeah, right? Living his life. So, yeah, long time in public service. So he deserves a little bit of a break. But I talk to him pretty regularly still, and he's just happy to be – things have certainly changed over the last 10 years quite a bit. So
I imagine, at times that it's like Tom Basenko every morning wakes up and he points to the sky and says, thank you, God.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that I retired.
Yeah.
COVID and fires and everything else. Hey, Todd, what are you looking at for the EDC to go forward with? We're building like crazy downtown. And we have shovel-ready places, as you know, to be able to put buildings in, Stillwater. We're talking really seriously about getting a high-speed fiber optic cable in here, you know, for the internet. What do you see happening here in the next year?
Well, I think all of the pieces are starting to come together, and it's taking a while. So the downtown projects, great momentum, great for recruiting people to town to see, you know, what's here. We have a vibrant downtown. It's going to become even more vibrant over the next 3 to 5 years. The high-speed internet's going to be amazing. And I think one of the biggest things that shifted in the last few years, which is going to help us even more moving forward, is that, you know, 7 or 8 years ago, commercial vacancy rates for industrial land were pretty high, industrial properties, not just land. And so you could go in and buy a building and spend a couple $100,000 on it, remodel it, and you have yourself exactly what you need. Well, now there's not that much commercial property available anymore, so the idea of building a new building from the ground up makes a lot more sense, whereas 5 or 7 years ago, it didn't really, because you could pick up a building for a steal, put a bunch of money into it, and you're still doing well. So we're seeing that shift now, and so these shovel-ready sites like Stillwater, you know, there's not that many places like that in California, even though – we've had a lot of challenges over the last 20 years of that, you know, the Stillwater saga that we've been in. Now it's starting to even make more sense, because there's really honestly not that many places like that in the state of California. And as we see people move out of urban areas and whatnot.
Well, that brings you to that part of it. Since the COVID, you're seeing this exodus of people from the big cities out into the suburbs, out to areas I would think like us. You know, Reading is, we've got a lot of things here going for us. I believe if we had the fiber optic cable, that would be kind of like the real attraction. I mean, we've got a lot of attractions, but being able to have something like that as designers, software, all types of people can, you know, plug into that, plus other businesses, of course, including education. Do you see that happening? Are you starting to get feelers that way?
Absolutely. I mean, regarding the internet, it's not just people that need to upload a video in, you know, a couple minutes. It's people that we've been in conversation, and we have a lot of conversations, and of course not all those pencil out and make sense. But we've had a lot of conversations with data centers, which to me, I thought they were just lights out, big data center, tons of energy, but no employees. But there's actually, you know, there could be hundreds of employees in a data center. And with the ability to have a local high-speed internet and have a data center here in Redding, it can make a lot of sense, because a lot of people don't know our closest data centers are either Sacramento or I believe Portland is the next one to the north. And so every time you're pinging to get your Netflix download, mm-hmm. it's going all the way to Sacramento or Portland. And so if we actually had one here, and Adam McElvain or Barry Tippin could probably get into the weeds on this, but mm-hmm. you're basically able to have quicker communication, and people like Netflix or whoever else would actually put servers into a local data center to have closer access to information. You know, it's going to be cheap. We have great electricity rates because data centers use a ton of electricity, and so our utility rates are very favorable for that. So a lot of benefits for for fiber beyond just those, you know, people that are working, building software and things like that.
Yeah, it is. Okay, hey, we're here with Todd Jones, president of the Economic Development Corporation. He's taking the spot for the Chamber of Commerce, but y'all are interlocked in many things that you're doing here. And this hour, every month is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. This portion of the show, however, is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, done so much for our community during this COVID-19 and helping to keep businesses open, making sure that people had the funds through the PPP, making sure that people were helped. They continue to move dreams forward during all of this at Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com or stop in 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Old Raley Shopping Center at 1845 California Street and talk to them. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back. It's 8:14 in the morning and about, 75 degrees.
And we'll get to you, Terry, on the other side.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
California lawmakers created a new statute in 2018 preventing public employers from disparaging unions. The statute was designed to undercut the 2018 Supreme Court Janus decision, which gave public employees an opt-out right from paying any union dues. Now, seven elected officials in California are suing the California Public Employment Relations Board for violating their First Amendment rights of free speech. Well, Pacific Justice Institute will provide free legal help to any employees who, as a matter of conscience, seek to opt out from paying union dues.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Read, imagine, learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Summer Blast is live at the Shasta Public Libraries. Join in their free summer reading program for kids, tweens, teens, and adults. Going on all summer long. Help your kids avoid the summer slide and be a reading role model. Read to win prizes like books, gift cards, and a kids' kitchen playset and more. The more you read, the more chances to win. Let your imagination run wild. Read, imagine, learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Sign up online today at summerblast.fun.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Good morning.
Your talk radio, Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff does not mess around with your windshield.
And it's getting hot, so it's 76 degrees currently. It'll be 100 degrees today. And what happens when you get in and you turn your air conditioning on, if you've got a crack in your window and you go up and down in these temperatures, it can crack. And be very careful when you do that. That's why you need to leave your windows, the side windows cracked open a little bit. So.
But if you got a little chip in there, Jeff can fix it, or you can fix cracks over 2 feet in length. This is, I mean, this guy is the empresario when it comes to fixing windshields.
Big word.
Yeah. Hey, that and mayonnaise, I can use that one too. Hey, phone number for Jeff is 241-8373. He's located at 3208 South Market Street. He is truly a great guy and a veteran-owned business. So let's go to the phones. Terry.
Morning, everybody. How are you all doing?
Good morning.
Hey, just a quick question for Todd. What would the EDC's position be on the casino move? The proposed casino move looks like it might be a for sure thing, but what's their position on that? I'll just take my answer off the air and let you guys discuss it.
That's a good question.
Yeah, thanks, Terry. So the EDC, we're a public-private partnership, so we half of our funding comes from the city of Reading, Anderson, Shasta Lake, and the county of Shasta. The other half is from private investors, and we have to be pretty careful when it comes to things that have somewhat of a political nature sometimes. And the casino is certainly in that realm to some degree, and we're pretty much neutral on the casino. We can't advocate or lobby for things for or against ever. And our board of directors, we have 20 board members, and we actually have 18 at the moment, but 20 seats. So we've stayed pretty neutral on that. We support a lot of what the Rancheria does. Rancheria has an economic development component as well. They're doing the development in Shasta Lake City right now with the hotel. And so if it comes, if there's something we can do to...
You wouldn't do anything to oppose it?
We wouldn't do anything to oppose it. Absolutely not.
Okay. No. You wouldn't make a statement like you're against it?
Nope. Absolutely not.
Like the city of Reading and the county of Shasta did?
No. We say pretty...
Two of the more stupid statements they've made. I mean, they've made a few of them out there, but that's, coming out like that.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of the pros and cons, and, I think... I should probably just be careful what I say, but okay. I'm certainly not against
You've
it.
You've answered it. You've answered it.
Yeah.
Okay, what about, since we bought that, how about Costco?
I mean, Costco is a different story because, Costco, I think the big plus for the community for that, there's a lot of them, but I think, the sales tax revenue is huge. We get part of our funding from the city of Reading, like I mentioned, and so having anything else to support that, I mean, that whole South Bonneville intersection has a ton of things going on right now. Costco's going to go somewhere. If Costco didn't go in that facility, in that location, it's zoned commercial. It's for sale. Someone else is going to go there. Again, we don't really get out and rally for things like the chamber does for their political action committee. But I think we're supportive of any type of private industry growth.
Yeah,
we don't typically
so.
Deal with a lot of retail stuff within the EDC's realm. We deal with more industrial manufacturing, things like that.
We've got to look at the tax basis and all this. And the internet, and there's a lot of questions now about the internet. Well, we've been hearing it, but this is really the first time that somebody on the city council has really he ran on this. Adam McElvain did. They have been making a lot of strides forward. In fact, this means now probably we need to have Adam back on to tell us where we are with this. And I agree with you. We need competition out here,
right?
Because right now we don't.
Yeah,
we don't.
I mean, I can talk a little bit about the internet unless there's a specific question there.
Well, it just says here and I don't know if these are true, but, most of the people that are on our chat room are pretty knowledgeable. It says Reading has a deal with Charter prevents competition because Charter provides free public channel. Now, that's on cable TV.
Yeah, that's an FCC thing that Charter has to deal with the federal government.
Right. And they have to, by the way, provide the free public channel.
Yeah.
It's not because they want to.
And it's not the city of Reading has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Now, but as far as a high speed internet, now the cable, I understand, is running down the I-5 right now.
It's running down the railroad tracks.
Okay.
It's running down the railroad tracks. And so the internet, and you should have Adam and or Barry back on sometime soon because during COVID, a lot happened during COVID.
Okay.
One thing is Pace Engineering closed escrow on a lot of Stillwater, which is great. But for the internet, the city council did vote to approve. And again, I don't want to get into all the minutiae, but the city of Reading transformers are a ring around the city, basically. And so they want to connect all of those transformers, all those substations. Transformers is the wrong word. Substations.
Substations.
Around the city. they were going to put fiber in. They already approved that with the budget. It was part of fire mitigation, all kinds of other things. The city council voted to increase the fiber count to 288, which doesn't mean a lot to me, but what it does mean is that when the city internet infrastructure goes in, the infrastructure around the city is already going to be in place to have extra capacity to allow for citywide broadband. And so that was a pretty big move.
Instead of just downtown and, you know, reaching a certain area down here, now the whole town. Then,
well, they're still starting with the pilot area. So when get to that point, and so that was a big move. They approved a design and a proposal from a third-party provider, which they approved last fall to provide – you know, what it would look like to roll this out.
Right.
That person did their presentation back in April or May. They approved that, and so they are moving forward. So they took a very big step to move forward to say, hey, let's go out. Let's hustle down these grants. Adam believes that
– Adam's really working on these grants.
Yeah.
And these things will pay for most of it.
And there's federal and state money out there that – and I'm on Adam's internet subcommittee, so I do know a little bit about it. I've known Adam for a long time. And, you know, we feel pretty confident that it could be up to 100% federally funded for that initial infrastructure to go in. And then it's going to be an open access network. So actually people like Shasta.com and these local providers can actually piggyback on this access. It's an open access network. And they can provide.
So you would have your competition.
You'd have more competition than ever because the way that the proposal came, this company called Entry Point Networks out of Utah, they've done this in other small cities, and you can literally choose your provider instantaneously. So, hey, I don't like this provider. I'm going to say no to this one, and you can get another provider instantaneously to your home. So that's one proposal on how they want to build out the network. Open source, and so there's public partners and security and all these kinds of things are going to be able to utilize this network. So it's not just for, you know, streaming Netflix. It's going to be a really powerful, amazing network.
Well, especially since we have so many new businesses we're trying to encourage to move in the downtown area. I mean, my parents from Sacramento came up recently and I was like, you know, the face of downtown is changing. We did have somebody in the chat room talk about downtown parking, and I know we discussed that a little bit. Knowing what's going to be happening.
We can give an overview of it.
Right.
The fact that K2, Danny and family are putting a structure in. We're just not sure if it's 200 and something spots. I think
it's around 200.
Around 200 spots.
I think it's five or six stories. They might have the final by now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we need to get an update on that one too. But let's just, I did not realize it cost $50,000 a spot.
For a parking garage.
For a parking garage, a spot. Your parking spot cost $50,000. Now, is it going to be free? Doesn't look like it's going to be free, but it's not going to, it's the money that they take in for parking will be for the maintenance of the building.
Right.
So, of the parking structure. Plus, there's going to be ground parking over there right across the street from Enjoy the Store, it looks like.
That's right.
Until somebody buys something in there. So, yes, there is, and there's people movers they're going to be using because other areas to park. Are we going to have the same amount of parking spots in that one area? No.
Well, I think so. Steve Bates, so since this is the Chamber Hour, I should point out that I actually am a Chamber board member and Shasta Regional Community Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, is an investor in the EDC as well.
Right.
So I kind of wear a few hats on during this hour. But Steve Bade actually gave a presentation to the Chamber Board a couple months ago, who's kind of in charge of all the stuff downtown Reading for the city of Reading. And the net loss of parking spots total within the downtown core was less than 50, I believe.
Yeah.
It was a really small number because there's a lot more street parking.
Yeah.
There's the parking garage. There's more surface level parking. The city has actually bought or done long-term leases for what used to be private lots. So the net loss is actually pretty low. And, I mean, I've lived in D.C. and San Francisco and other cities, and I can park one block away from Theory instead of right in front of it now, but I know I'm going to get a spot every single time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not – I mean – we're going through a little bit of pain right now. There's so much construction.
You're not having to park on Pine Street to go to Theory.
No.
Which is like four blocks, five blocks over. Because you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't do it, and it's 112 out there. So, yes, there is going to, you know, it's going to be a challenge at first, but people will learn this because people are bright. They're going to learn how to use the system. And if they've got those people movers, those air conditioned people movers, why not hop on it? And if you want to, you know, go over to the other side of downtown Reading, use it.
Or take a scooter. Or take a scooter.
Well, unless you're Patrick Mahomes. And then you can't take a scooter. Yeah, no scooters. No scooters.
He probably gets a ride most places he goes.
I might imagine. There's four probably really big guys around him to make sure he's okay. And, you know, one of them there to slap his hand if he eats, you know, wants a milkshake.
Right.
Okay, we've got to take a break. We're here with Todd Jones from the economic. He's the new president of the Economic Development Corporation right here in town. He's taking the spot of Chamber of Commerce because Jake's on vacation this week. So we appreciate you coming in, Todd, of course. And this the Chamber of Commerce Hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Another way they're reaching out in the community to share information, you know, to strengthen our community. In fact, this segment of the show is also brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, they've got a number of things that they do so well, but one of them is they're one of the highest rated hospitals in the nation by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, receiving 4 out of 5 stars in so many different areas, including heart attack care, heart failure, stroke, hip knee replacements, preventative care, and here's a big one, surgical complications. You know, every so often you hear about problems with that, infections afterwards. Well, Shasta Regional Medical Center has just a super, super record on preventing preventing infections afterwards. Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. Okay, we'll be right back. It's 8:30 in the morning, 77 degrees, going up to 100 today. Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
And good morning and welcome back to 96.5 FM, KCNR, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Our guest this morning is Todd Jones, who is officially taking the role as president of...
The EDC. That's right.
Well, I just want to hear it one more time. The...
Economic Development Corporation of Shasta County. That's actually our technical title.
And you are sitting in for the Chamber of Commerce right now, so we're glad to have you on because as things change daily, I'm online to three or four different online
news
feeds.
Yeah.
And, the coronavirus has really just been the ugly monster in the world. People aren't sure what they can and cannot do. Can we eat outside in public? It's masking is mandatory everywhere we go now. And I'm just reading different things. So, okay, we're trying to have a positive foothold of what's happening in the future, how the growth is happening downtown, and where we can see the next 30, 60, 90 days in the development and what's happening in Reading.
I think one of the big things is the Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring a micro business or a business...
micro enterprise grants.
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 You don't
grant
have to pay
means,
them back.
Yeah, you don't have to pay it back.
And it's what, $5,000?
$5,000. So the city of Reading got $750,000 from the Community Development Block Grant. So directly from the federal government as part of the CARES Act.
Mm-hmm.
And they... selected the chamber, and there's a committee, including myself, that's on this committee to help dole out these funds, basically. And so there's really a few qualifications. One of the big ones is you cannot have received a Paycheck Protection Program loan or the Economic Injury Disaster loan, so the PPP or the EIDL. You have to have less than 5 employees, and you have to be within one of the 3 cities. So you can't be in the county. As of right
it's
now.
It's a city thing.
So it's City of Reading, City of Shasta Lake, and the City of Anderson. If you're a business within those city limits, you can qualify for this. The application period as of right now is only open this month, the month of July. So it closes on July 31st, and then as of August 1st, the funds will start being dispersed. So it's up to $5,000, and it's first come, first serve. So go to Reading, ReadingChamber.com to learn a little bit more. But, I mean, those are really the big takeaways.
Here's the thing is there's a lot of single proprietor businesses, and I'm thinking of nail salons, hair salons, and all this that they didn't work through that PPP or they or for whatever reason. They can come now to the Reading Chamber of Commerce and go to the Reading Chamber of Commerce website and apply for it. And get a grant to $5,000. I think that's going to work out. For those of us who got into the PPP and those other things, it's going to be interesting now as long as they keep shutting things down as this goes along because businesses aren't opening. That impacts a number of people. It impacts us, but, not to the extent that I thought it was going to. We have a lot of solid businesses that advertise with us. But all those events that are out there that are no longer.
Yeah.
And the impact this had the city on, like, Cool April Nights and the rodeo. I mean, there's a lot of money from a lot of people coming in here that went not only to, in the rodeo there, but for businesses around the rodeo, vendors, hotels, motels, everything around here was impacted, and this is going to continue on. Civic Auditorium may not open up this year.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of events, an announcement that I was going to plan on making this morning is that the Reading Venture Conference, we actually just made the decision last week to cancel it for the year. So that's something we work on for a long time with the Startup Reading, Shasta EDC crew. Last year we invested $400,000, our local Shasta Angels, and gave away $10,000 to one startup who won. And we just couldn't make – there's no way we can make it work. I mean, even if we wanted to, we couldn't do it. And so I actually had a call to Sheraton yesterday, explained to them we wanted to move it to next year, which is the case for everything they've done. And I felt terrible. I spoke with Marjorie, their general manager, and, they've just been beaten up. And I know Sheraton's part of a big worldwide brand, but really, I mean, Turtle Bay – I don't exactly know the formal arrangement, but I mean, it's still a there's still local people, and there's still local salespeople, local general manager. I mean, and they've been impacted a huge deal. I felt it was awful.
And as bad as everything is out there, for if you could drive down Hilltop, look at the motels. This Sheraton has been one of I think it's like number two in the whole nation as far as getting, you know, as their occupancy rate, but it's still hitting them too.
Well, but they did say, I will say, so March and April, they got hit terribly bad numbers, but as of May 1st, they've been busier, not than ever, but they've been very busy at the Sheraton, so that's
good news.
But the events, that's a big hit.
A question that came in about Riverfront Playhouse, that's closed through all of 2020. That announcement was just made yesterday, I think yesterday or the day before, that it was closed for the rest of the year. So, and something else that's in the Cascade. We don't know when the Cascade.
Now, say that. Go back again. What was closed for the rest
Riverfront
of the year?
Riverfront Playhouse. You know, they were getting
ready for the grand opening.
Brand new.
So, 2021.
Yeah, that sign, I think Pat Corey with McHale put it up, and I drive by it on California Street.
Yeah.
You can see it. It's coming together. It's going to be a great
space. Yes, it's going to be a beautiful
space.
Facility.
I think that one of the other things we need to talk about, and you know, the that grant from the Chamber of Commerce is important, but and I don't know how big you're into this, but we've talked a little bit about it offline. Is the Park Marina Drive and that whole area down there is just ripe for expansion,
right?
And to do it, you know, environmentally safe, but also put in businesses down there. I mean, there's so many things we could see.
Yeah, it's a great location.
Restaurants, all types of places. That sidewalk going through there with vendors.
Right.
I mean, you know, electric boats going up and down the river. You know, all types of things.
Yeah, I saw. I think it was late last year. The city is working on an update for the Park Marina area. So, you know, if and when there is a change of ownership or use or anything like that over the next, you know, 5 to 10 years, the city of Reading right now is trying to be poised and ready to be able to, you know, adapt and accept and encourage proper development and, you know, good use of space and all those kinds of things. But again, you know, it's owned by a private entity, and there's leases that have been in place for a long time, and those are changing, I believe, in the next couple of years. So
changing, and from what I understand, they've already started doing work, thinking, you know, on plans and all this, and also for financing for things. So it'd really be good to be able to get Chris Kutras and or some of the Kutras family on just to give us just like a wave top, as we say in the military,
right?
To just kind of hit the high spot, saying these are things that we're looking at and all that. So that would be it. Somebody said we should do a Disney style Jungle River Cruise fun tour.
I like that. You know, I was thinking about it the other day. Why don't my wife floated down the Sacramento River from, I don't know, probably the Sundial Bridge down to South Bonneville with a bunch of girlfriends last week.
Yeah.
I'm like, gosh, why doesn't someone have you don't have to get electric boat. High speed rafts, but get some type of rafts. Hey, float down there. We'll give you a ride back up. Float back down. You don't have to get those expensive Trinity River whitewater rafts.
No.
Something to float on and shuttle people back and forth. I'm sure someone's tried it in the past. Someone
could
probably call in and say, oh, yeah, back in 2000, someone did this. Mm-hmm. But that'd be a ton of fun. To be able to better utilize a river, I know a lot of people for the City Identity Project, there was thousands of ideas that were submitted. And a popular one that was very, very hard to figure out, and I'm not sure what happened to it, but a lot of people wanted to see some type of a white water feature or a wave feature built into the Sacramento River, either in channel or off channel. Places like Bend on the Deschutes River, right in downtown Bend, they actually put in like a man-made white water little rapid in downtown Bend, and other places have done this.
For what? To do what? You mean people can ride it?
Yeah, take your kayaks down there. Okay. They built in like waves so you could surf in the river. They've done it in other places that are, you know, because you have to deal with the federal government and the EPA and all these other things. But I think we're heading there. It's downtown's coming along. It's almost done. Focus is going to shift to Park Marina.
There are many people in this town with vision.
Yeah.
So now you just have to be able to get the spots to do it,
right,
and the funding. And what COVID has done is it's put a real hold on things, on this, because people aren't sure what's going to happen next week, much less, you know, 6 months from now, much less 5 years from now. Are we still going to be wearing masks this time next year?
I just hope school starts in the fall.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is, but this has nothing to do with what y'all are talking about, but we need to start schools
right.
up. And the idea of not starting schools is I think, is disastrous for children.
Well, you have, okay, so just looking through, again, all these news feeds, you know, we've got our president really pushing to have to start the schools. The families are worried. The teachers are worried about because we're having a spike in COVID again. What do you do with kids in school? Are they really, are 6-year-olds going to wear masks? I mean, it's really problematic. I know what we want. We want to move forward as if nothing's ever happened, but it is right here. So, yeah, I think it's going to be day by day what happens in different states.
Yeah. Okay, we need to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by one of the places that I thoroughly enjoy in Reading, and it's called Country Kitchen. Stopped by there the other day for breakfast because Lynn told me that they had homemade corned beef hash. And let me tell you something. Todd, you're a big guy. You're great shape. But you go down there and order that, and you get eggs with it and toast or biscuit. You're going to have a tough time eating all of it.
Yeah. Oh,
eating
yeah.
all of it. I mean, I set
them biscuits and gravy down there too. It's
and but you
Country
know what?
Kitchen is over in dining.
Oh yes, and it's located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Great service, great people down there. All the baked goods are made in the ovens at Country Kitchen.
So when you're having your sandwich, the bread on your sandwich has been cooked, has been baked in the yeah. restaurant that day.
That morning, yeah. Country Kitchen Restaurant and Bakery, open from, I think it's 7 in the morning. I could be wrong about that. But it closes at 2 p.m. And, you know, it's just there for breakfast and lunch. And you can have breakfast all day long. Okay, hey, we'll be right back with Todd Jones from the Economic Development Corporation.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to come explore our exciting table games to see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. Our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. With 13 table games and a variety of limits for players at every level, we'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. All the table games details at WindRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought.
And good morning. Oh, that feels like Ricky Ricardo. Lucy.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. You know what? I'm so happy you're back. Okay, hey, 8:48 in the morning and 78 degrees going up to 100 today here on the 8th of July. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Everybody gets their propane out of the same group down there. So it's customer service, and Shasta Gas Propane has just outstanding customer service. You can give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. We're very happy to have Todd Jones here with us today, who is the brand new president of the Economic Development Corporation of Shasta County. And we've been talking about all these things that are going on here, you know, the downtown parking, but also how things, the canceling of so many things has impacted on every business here. The other thing that we talked about is that the Reading Chamber of Commerce is giving $5,000 grants. That's right. You don't pay them back for micro businesses here in the city of Reading, Anderson, and Shasta Lake, but you can't have had the Paycheck Protection Program small business
EIDL, loan. Economic Injury Disaster Loan.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Yeah.
I never put in for anything like that because if I can keep my people paid, we can fight our way through this. Todd, with the and we talked about Stillwater. And Stillwater Pace Engineering is closed escrow on that and is going to be building. Would that be the only place down there? I mean, I know the strawberry growers have a place down there, but nothing's ever been done.
Yeah, Lassen Kenny Nursery, they bought the first lot out there. So Pace Engineering has one now. Cal Fire, they also have they've made
some
the deal.
Kind of, and some kind of trade,
it's not
it?
Really an escrow thing. So basically Cal Fire has their Northern California headquarters right next to City Hall on Cypress.
Right.
So they traded that land. So that land will go to the city of Reading.
Mm-hmm.
And that property, the buildings and everything else that's there. And in exchange, they got 35 acres at Stillwater Business Park. And there's 300 buildable acres. And so Cal Fire is going to build their Northern California headquarters there, which is a great – it's going to be a great facility, big, state-of-the-art, brand new. That's a long process. The state takes a while to build things. I don't exactly know what happened in the last round of budget negotiations, but they've already approved that. They've already, you know, I believe they've hired some professional services people to start getting that process started. And so I think within the next 4 years, they'll be built out there. But if Pace starts breaking ground, hopefully this year, which I don't know if they will, the gates will open. And, you know, it really is an interesting place to be. And it, you know, one of the things I want to focus on in the next year, and I think I touched on it a couple weeks ago when I was here, but, you know, business recruitment is a core function of what we do, and we're going to continue to do that, respond to requests for people looking to relocate and look at businesses that make the most sense here, but business retention and expansion. So really reaching out and being intentional with the businesses that are here, because 80% of new jobs come from companies that are already in your community. So that's where real economic development happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have a lot of benefits there because people just don't know what's available. Like, for example, I'm working with a local company now who hopefully in a few months I'll be able to talk more about and what they're doing. But we work with local companies all the time, and they say, hey, I want to expand my footprint. And for the EDC, if you're expanding a physical footprint or building something, you know, that's where you can get the most benefits from the city of Reading in particular and the city of Shasta Lake. The county, we're working on their incentive agreement right now. But if you're building in the city of Reading, for example, you can get job retention credits because right now we have a lot of incentives for recruitment and attraction, which that happens everywhere in the country. So, you know, Amazon, they were going to get like $1 billion from whatever community they landed in. We have similar incentives in some ways here. If you're expanding your business and building a building and keeping employees on, you can get credits against your impact fees and building fees and all that kind of stuff. REU has a lot of great incentives if you're a big energy user. And so we just need to do a better job about getting that message out to know that, hey, some of this stuff, it's a lot of it's available for local businesses. It's not just for that, you know, big whale we're trying to land.
The new one coming in. Yeah, you want to have some business. The problem with landing the big whale, the 800 jobs and building this, is that, you know, where are they going to be in 5 years? Where you have a number of smaller businesses that you know, think of it like Billy Ball.
Yeah.
Billy Beans.
Oakland A's.
Where, instead of, you know, paying all this money and having one player, you bring in 10 players, and what do? they get on base. That's what we want. We want 10 or 12 businesses that get on base, that stay and expand while they're here, as opposed to the whale, that anything could happen to them because it's going to be global or something like this, and China implodes. Because now, by the way, China now has the bubonic plague, so you're wondering what's happening in July? There you go.
Yeah. So, yeah, Billy Bean, that's a great
that should be the way we're looking at. You know, we want to get people on base every time. If they walk, that's okay.
Yeah. Oh, hey, local company, you're going to add two jobs. That's great.
Yeah,
that's right.
What can we do to help you?
Yeah. Right.
What can we do to help you?
Yeah.
With those two jobs, if I'm constantly adding people here and expanding our footprint, it's good for the city. It's good for, and I'm just saying mine. It's just the royal mine. And it's good. So we should be able to do that for our companies that are expanding like this. Hey, we're getting on base.
Yeah.
We're getting on base. Okay.
We want to keep those jobs here and help them however we can.
And as people say, if any business really wanted to stay in California, up here is the last stand. I think that's true.
And, the governor's office supports that message as well. I mean, as much as we disagree with them up here, a lot. I've had conversations with their business and economic development department, and that's what they're actually doing. They're saying, hey, rather than move out of San Francisco Bay Area to move to Austin, Texas, why don't you look at somewhere like Redding? And they're actually having those conversations, and I'm in on those conversations. So, again, it's early stage. We have a lot to go, but they're saying – Think about other places in the state of California. And Shasta County is a great example, but there's other places in the state.
Your people, you can pay your people a third less,
right,
and they still live like kings.
Yeah.
They get houses that they want. They'd, they'd live within a really good school system.
And especially with
great medical.
Yeah. And with manufacturing, where they're getting squeezed out because the price of buildings are so high in these urban areas, manufacturers in California are more profitable than any other state in the country. Even though it's hard to do business, they are more profitable, and that's what really counts in the bottom line. Hey, if your expenses are, $1 million, and your revenue is whatever it is, it's all about the profit. It's, if your expenses are high but your profit's higher.
You know, the other thing too is for this COVID, they're starting to find out that the working online is really works out for somebody. It works out for their business, so which means now they want to maybe lessen that footprint. So why not come to a place where you can build what you want in a much smaller footprint and still have the and we have the internet.
Yeah.
So you still have the capabilities out there. So it just makes sense. I don't see why they just don't listen to the show and just come running up here by the thousands.
I agree. I've had a few people come to me at the EDC and say, hey, why don't you call Google and tell them to build up here? I said, I'll get right on that. Let me do that. We have those conversations, but it's a long sales cycle.
Would we welcome a tire factory here?
Can you do that in California?
I don't even know if you can do it in California.
We would. Yeah. I mean, Knopf, people were, freaking out 20 years ago when Knopf moved to Shasta Lake City, but that is the cleanest, most efficient operation I've ever seen. They're amazing.
Well, I'm surprised, I imagine that there's thoughts of it, with the marijuana business, which is... When you know people in the business, you realize that they can't use their money like any other business.
Right.
They can't even put it in a bank. So they have to keep plowing it back in. So having a facility out there, a 200,000 square foot facility, growing facility, state of the art, you don't smell it. And it's they could even do their processing.
Right, yes, the water's in the green zone. So, but the city, I think, would really want someone that can do processing, not just indoor growing. It'd have to be indoor.
Right.
Which most people do now anyway,
because it's
more efficient and
it is more
efficient. You can higher yields and all that kind of stuff. I went to Humboldt State, so
I've
been around
right.
the industry a little bit. But yeah, actually, if you do the manufacturing, that's where you're adding the value. You have better paying jobs, more technology, and there's real opportunity in that space. I mean, for sure. I mean, just a couple of days ago on the Record Church Light, they talked about. I think it was $785,000 the city received in cannabis tax revenue in the last year.
What's that figure again, Todd?
I believe it was about $785,000 that the city of Reading received in cannabis revenue.
Okay.
And so that's everything from sales tax, I believe, to use permits and all the combination of things.
Oh. Is that within a year or is that a six-month period?
I think it was a year.
I believe it was a year.
I think it was a year because Synergy.
That's what's reported.
Synergy's been with us now.
Exactly.
Synergy's been with us a couple of years now, and they're the first spot. And, it's a great shop. And I was surprised to hear their demographics are a little bit older.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people go in there for the
pain.
For the pain relief.
They want to be an opiate addict, an addiction. Yeah. So they.
Hey, Todd, thanks so much for being with us today. And I would love to make this, you know, regular event. Because with the Chamber of Commerce can hit, you know, locally what's going on, but you're on a couple of the, you know, the boards there, and having the bigger picture, you know, once a month is probably a good idea too.
Yeah.
And as people are approaching you on it, I know that you can't talk about several things. Tony, oh, I've got one, I can't talk about it. And
I won't bait you too much.
Yeah, don't bait me too much, because I'll just hit you with Stillwater eight or nine times. Okay, buddy. Take care.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, tomorrow Trisha's going to be with me, and we're going to have a couple of surprises tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's going to be 100 degrees out there, so be careful. Hydrate a lot. Don't leave anything in your car you want alive an hour later. And it is the good guys against the bad guys. What's your year?
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.